It was just 7 weeks ago that it was implemented, and now Philadelphia's soda tax is again being challenged in City Hall. This as soda industry workers lobby to have the tariff rolled back. Details from WHYY's Tom McDonald.
The cut in consumption is shocking, says John Carpinetta, who works as a salesman for Coca-Cola and lives in Holmesburg.
We're down in total sales volume anywhere from 30 to 50%. And it's going to get worse because there's two big retailers that have absorbed the price. Those retailers have opted to honor their advertising for the first quarter.
Carpinetta says it's meant big changes in his lifestyle and his family's future.
My son graduates high school in a couple months, and I had to go to him and say, son, your first choice of Drexel University is no longer an option.
Jerry Doherty is sales manager at Pepsi Cola in Philadelphia. He says complaints are continuous and his commissioned salesmen are suffering because of the drop in sales.
One of our employees this week is going home with a paycheck of $200. He's not some kid, he's a 15-year employee, he's got kids in college, and he's taking $200 home to wife and family.
Councilman Bill Greenlee says he's sympathetic, but he and other council members had a tough choice to make.
You have to see both ways, certainly to the businesses, certainly to the people who work in the businesses, but also to the people, the parents who are now getting pre-K that they did not get before, and also to the communities that will be getting their rec centers and playgrounds fixed.
Councilman Curtis Jones says he's gotten an earful from drivers and others affected by the soda tax, but doesn't expect a repeal.
I'm always open, but the likelihood of us doing another vote is less likely.
And Greenlee says he doesn't remember any tax being eliminated. Representatives of the soda industry suggest replacing the tax with a levy on shopping bags. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.